shrink. And welcome to the Trim Radio Network and my world, live, laugh, or whatever, with Stu Scheer. I am Michael Bayhaus, the producer. And if you come on over to Trim Radio Network, hey, we broadcast live all over the world. Plus, we have wonderful apparel and great gifts. So if you want to shop, you could come on over. You could do that. You could message us and do it right off of the board, right there. And I'll tell you what else. If you want to be a part of the Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us and we'll show you how easy it is. The opinions expressed are not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information that we do share to you is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. Anyway, that song right there, Leave It to Beaver, well, I'll tell you what, that's a great old television song, and that's covered under our BMI music license, 615-1658. And we do have a call-in number, 803-866-1667, 803-866-1667. We'd love to hear from you. We'd be honored to hear from you. And I'll tell you what, I hope that you all had a wonderful Christmas. I know that we did here. It was really cold, but it was great. And I am going to give you right on over to Stu. So without further ado, here is Stu.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to my world, life, or live.
Live, laugh, or whatever. Yeah.
I know. You know, it's one of those crazy, crazy weekends and the next part of the week and everything. And, oh, man. You didn't have the problems that we had here in Ohio, you know, Christmas Eve, actually before Christmas Eve and then Christmas Eve and then Christmas, we got hit with that snow bomb that hit and we had 50 mile an hour winds. We had snow that was about 3 inches deep, but then it would drift. And, first it rained and then it turned to ice and then we got snow on top of it. And for some reason, the city that's very good about keeping the streets clean didn't have people to plow the streets and throw down some salt. But the salt really didn't work because it was like negative 22. It was cold. And so, you know, everybody says, well, you harp on being prepared, being prepared, being prepared. Well, if you weren't prepared this weekend, you had pipes that froze and broke. So that kept plumbers employed. They had three new schools plus a state college. They had water line breaks there. So a friend of mine that's in the carpet cleaning business met up with some restoration guys. And they were at three schools and it was like nonstop all Christmas weekend. So when it rains, it pours. Well, it did. And so it was nasty here. And so we're just starting to get back to normal, whatever normal is anymore.
Yeah, it was just cold here. I mean, it was just cold. It was like 15 degrees, 12 degrees, you know, a couple of days. But this is why I live in the South. So,
it's a good thing I don't live in Michigan. I'll tell you. I'll tell you what, it was so cold here in Western Ohio that three dogs were stuck to the same fire hydrant. Anyhow, it was cold and you didn't want to go outside. You didn't want to drive. You just basically stayed in. And if you didn't have any food, you were in a world of hurt. If you didn't have a portable generator or some type of backup power, you were in a world of hurt. It was really a wake-up call for people. And, you know, I've always talked to people on this show and also on Money and Change about preparing for stuff like this, because when it happens, it happens. And people were complaining on Facebook, well, the city wasn't doing this, they weren't doing that. And I said, well, look at it this way. It rained first, and very briefly it switched over to sleet, and then it went right into snow. They didn't have a chance to throw any salt down. And it was so cold, the salt wouldn't have worked. And they didn't have a lot of plows working that day. Some scheduling issue, I believe, with...
That's why they call it a freeze bomb. But I'll tell you what.
It was a bomb.
I'm going to let you go, and I'll see you in a little while.
Well, I'll let you go stand inside the refrigerator so you can cool down. And I'll go ahead and handle the show. So have a good one. We'll see you in about an hour. I think he left. He left me. Can you believe that? Well, anyhow.
I just agreed with you. I didn't leave.
Oh, you just agreed. Okay. Go have fun. Anyhow, gang, welcome to my world. And it's been a crazy, might as well call it a crazy week. And Michael always does his disclaimer, and here's mine. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. And take what we say with a grain of salt, a big one. And always do your own research and due diligence. That's the key word here, due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. Well, considering the weather, warm up. Oh, and by the way, tell your friends to join us every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Man, I'll tell you what, it has been something. I don't know about where you're living, but it has been crazy. It's been totally me. How do you explain it? Just bad, bad, bad weather. And now we're finally going to get up to 50 degrees here in Western Ohio starting tomorrow. And hopefully everything melts off and goes away. That's the good thing. Well, anyhow, we've got shout outs to do. And the shout outs we have, the Trim Radio Network. I gotta give a plug for that. We've got some excellent shows, excellent people doing the shows. And, you know, you have to check into what we do. I mean, we really have the Fishing in Florida show with Roscala, and we've got the Money and Change Financially Prepped. We've got Bare Knuckles, the Angel Strong show. Bare Knuckles, I think that ought to be Brass Knuckles. Oh, wait a minute, those are illegal. Anyhow, America's Funniest Online Dates, Offsides College Football Top 25. They're going to have to switch that over to basketball, I think, pretty soon. Slobber Knocker Talk, Take Point 22 Radio Show with Michael, and My World Live, Laugh, and Whatever. Then you have the Brighter Life Show and the Circle of Q podcast and the Spiritual Freedom Show and the Red Pill Reality Show and the Trim Radio News Brief. So, hey, it's there. And we've got a lot of stuff that happened since we last did our show. Oh, my God. And these other guys that are doing their shows, they were probably involved in this cold weather, except for Rascala. I mean, cold weather to him in Florida is like, I think he lives around Miami, is like, you know, 35 degrees or maybe 40 degrees. They start bundling up. You know, I was in a grocery store, Publix Market down in Florida one time, and it was in March. And where I was at, we just went across the causeway. We were in Bel Air Bluffs. And I would be in the Publix Market there, and here I would be in shorts and a light jacket. And I would see ladies walking around in full-length mink coats, and they were shivering. I couldn't believe it. You know, it was like 68 degrees or 72 degrees. And for us Northerners going south, I like to call snowbirds, it was warm weather. And here these ladies are walking around with the mink coats on. Well, Bel Air Bluffs is across from Bel Air Beach, and Bel Air Beach has a lot of mansions there. And if you ever get a chance, look up Ben Malla, M-A-L-L-A-H, on YouTube. Every time I would be down in Florida on vacation, I would be in Indian Rocks Beach or Sand Key, something like that, and I would always drive by Ben's place. I know right where it's at. I've been by it, I don't know how many times over 20 years. I think he's only owned it, I guess, the last maybe 5-6 years. It's a beautiful place right on the beach, and very nice. I would say it's every bit of a $4 to $6 million estate. And there are a lot of them there in Bel Air. And anyhow, check his show out. He's something else. If you got little kids in the room, get him out of there. He likes to keep his language up. But anyhow, Rascala down in Florida, you know, I mean, yeah, he's shivering a little bit. But it always really got me to see ladies in full mink coats pushing a cart in Publix markets. Publix is fantastic, by the way. It's one of the best markets around, bar none. Everything is great there. I never had anything bad. Well, a big shout out to the University of Findlay. They're playing basketball now, and it's NCAA Division II. And you can check out the university at www.findlay.edu. It's a good school, great professors, great programs. You can get a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, or a doctorate. And they are really, really, really good. And they're reasonably priced, too. So you want to check them out. That's the University of Findlay. Oh, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. Both Michael and I have pens that are made by Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. They come out of the shop absolutely perfect. They're a presentation pen. If you work for a company, big or small, and they want to present something to workers or clients or whatever, get a hold of Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens on Facebook. I mean, really check them out. Excellent stuff. Excellent. Well, another big shout out to the Money and Change Show, and that's every Sunday at 7 o'clock. And this Sunday, being that it's New Year's Day, it'll probably be a rerun. And then the week after that, we'll be back on our regular schedule for everything. And there's a lot of information going on, and I'll talk about some of it here tonight. Also, My World, Life, Laugh, Whatever. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. Hey, guess what? Wisconsin is awful cold. Yeah, they moved there a few years ago. And they used to live in Southern Ohio. There's a big difference. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. They were sweating the weather bomb that was supposed to come out, you know. To them in Wiggins, Mississippi, anything below 50 degrees is nasty to them. They're used to 100 degree days and stuff. Fantastic show. And Danny has a lot of wisdom he likes to impart on Porch Time. And he was telling about all the times that he had to take the videos and work the farm, a 10-acre farm, and do the videos and the editing and so forth. I think Wanda does the editing, that's his wife. Great people, fantastic show called The Deep South Homestead. Also, David Kobler at Southern Prepper One. You have to check out Dave because he does boots on the ground and people let him know how the weather is, how the crops are, how business is going, whether or not the grocery stores are full or, you know, whatever, any type of problem. Then there's Ed Carswell with Prepper Nurse One. And of course, he's in West Virginia and he got his first taste of West Virginia bad weather. And he ended up with a lot of mud and had some problems there and trying to stay warm. Right now he's living in a camper and he's getting ready to build a house. And when it got down to 22 degrees and he's in a camper trying to stay warm, it's really a challenge. And of course, there's always Nate at Canadian Prepper, and he's always pushing the gloom and doom of everything going on. So those are our shout outs. You know, for our last show last Wednesday, I talked about Krampus and the Grinch. You know, for those of you that missed that show, Krampus was a mythological character in Central Europe. And if kids were bad, this character that was half goat, half demon monster that punishes misbehaving children, he takes a switch or a tree limb, not a tree limb. Oh God, that would kill him. Anyhow, he uses that on him. And Krampus is for the bad kids. And then of course, Santa Claus is for the good kids. And then you had the Grinch. That's the later day one that we have, the Grinch that stole Christmas, Dr. Seuss and all that. And sometimes I kind of wonder if there is a modern day Grumpus. It's kind of like Krampus and Grinch combined, and it's called Grumpus. And it's kind of like me during the bad weather. Oh, what am I going to do? What do I have to do? How do I have to prep? I mean, gee, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And I've got to make sure the snowblower's working. I've got to make sure that the heater's working, the water heater. Oh, yeah, that was a trip. I woke up and I thought, well, I'll just take a shower. I got in the shower, it was ice cold. Ice cold. The wind had blown out literally the pilot light, just blew it out. And here I am with that. And I'm like, this better warm up. Well, it didn't. And so luckily I got a hold of the guy that did the HVAC installation. I told him what was going on. He said, we'll try doing the pilot light. Well, I worked on it, couldn't get it. And so finally, his name is Thor, came out and he was at a party. He came out and got down there and checked it out. He says, yeah, it's a pilot light. And he played with it a little bit and got it lit. And I said, well, how long till I get hot water? He says, oh, in about an hour. And that was the only casualty of the whole big bad cold weather storm that was out there. And, you know, I've always told people to prepare. And I had food, I had water, I had other drinks, you know, I had snacks, you know, I had heat, eventually I had hot water, you know, and all is good. And my neighbors didn't have any problems, so they were good. And I checked with my sister at her location and she was good and so forth. But then there were people saying, oh, there's water pipes bursting different places and so forth. And I thought, oh boy, did they prepare? Well, some people did, some people didn't. Some people had problems with their heating and they were looking online for plumbers at Christmas Eve and all kinds of stuff. And people said, you know, you talked about being prepared, but we're never really prepared. We didn't take you serious. And then this weather bomb happened, and now people are saying, you were right. We have to be prepared. And I said, you know, if you check Money and Change, or you check out this show, I'm talking about preparedness for a reason. And I was listening to Danny at Deep South Homestead, and he was talking about this. He said, you can preach and preach and preach about this stuff, but nobody takes you seriously until it really hits, and then it's too late. Well, the winter isn't over yet. We could have another one of these bad storms. We could have all kinds of stuff. Actually, they're saying now here in Western Ohio, the temperature is going to change. We're going to get up into the 50s, which for us in December is a little bit warm. But they're saying all the snow is going to run off and go to the rivers and streams. And then we're going to have flooding. So you have to be prepared for that. I'm lucky where I live. I live up on top of the valley. And so flooding where I'm at is non-existent. And then the valley dips down probably, I'm going to say 100 feet down to the lower part of town. And yeah, they can get flooding down there. And you just have to be careful and you have to be prepared. Some people, oh, well, we'll just weather the storm, you know. Well, if you want a flooded basement, that's fine. You can pump it out on your own. And don't say I didn't tell you. You have to be prepared for stuff. And unfortunately, that's going to happen probably all the way up until April. And I'm not predicting a lot of snow or a lot of other things, but it's the time of the year when you get cold weather and snow, or it gets warming, or you know, you have flu season and people are coughing and hacking and everything else, and you have to be prepared for this stuff. And people were asking me, well, what do you do if people around you have the cold or the flu? And I say, I stay away from them. And what I do is I take personally, and I'm not a doctor, you guys know that, but I take vitamin D3, at least 1,000 milligrams a day. I take one tablet of zinc. I take vitamin C, whether or not I drink it with juice or just a tablet. And I also take quercetin. And that was all told to me by nurses that told me how to do this. They said, if you take this, you don't have that problem. Or if you do get it, you can weather the storm. And I said, okay, fine, I'll just remember that. So while I had friends and some relatives end up with the flu, the bad stuff, by taking those vitamins and stuff and having ivermectin around, I was lucky to get it because you can't get it now. I didn't get sick. And I just had a report of a friend of mine who knew some people across the street. They were getting ready to go to Utah and take their grandson. They allow their grandsons to say, we'll take you any place for your graduation. So the one son wanted to go to Utah, and I imagine skiing. And they were exposed to COVID. Well, they left today to go to Utah. And they said, well, we don't think we'll have it. I'm like, that's scary about that. And so it's the hand sanitizer. Take the stuff you think that will lessen the chance that you'll get it, and watch what you do, where you go. But I get worried about that stuff. And I had to take a friend to the emergency room yesterday, sprained wrist. And she said, I did something stupid. And she told me she stood on a hassock, a footstool, and she saw a cobweb and she wanted to get it and she lost her balance and fell. And I said, did you learn anything from this event? And she said, well, use a ladder next time. I said, yeah, or a broom, or, you know, something else to get the cobweb. Don't do what she did. So we wasted 3 hours in the ER. She had an x-ray and they came back, nothing broken, just a slight sprain, and behave yourself. And here's our blessing and go. But there were other people coming into the ER, and being around people with, you're having to wear a mask. And that mask is really, it doesn't do anything. But yet they have to wear a mask. If they have to wear a mask at the ER, then we have to wear a mask. And the nurses know that masks don't do a thing. And there's clinical studies that point to that. I won't go into that. It's your own decision. So all that was going on. And I'm wondering, okay, what's this going to be? Now, this was like Friday night. And I thought, okay, are we going to get through this, you know, with this storm coming in and we had to go out? It got a little testy there for a while. I don't like driving in snow and ice and so forth, but we got to the ER, we got home, and that was fine. I finally got back to my place and said, I'm staying in, I'm not going to go back out again. But, you know, you take a look at the drivers around here. It's like, are there any driving rules? Like you come to a four-way stop and another car just drives straight through, did not stop. But what are the rules? You stop at the stop sign. You don't drive through it. You don't do a California stop, as they call it. Or you watch your speed. You know, you watch the passing and so forth. It's been crazy, and it's Christmas time. And you'd say that's your pet peeve. Well, I always had that type of pet peeve. We had a chase here in town. We're a city of about 22,000 people, and somebody decided to start Christmas celebration early. And then Tuesday, I was getting ready to leave to go to a meeting. And sirens and red lights and everything else. And there was this chase, and this guy who had been celebrating a little bit too much tried to outrun the cops, from what I heard. I saw the videos of it. And he hit a UPS truck so fast with his truck that the UPS truck went up on its side and another car got hit and so forth. And oh, it was a mess. So imagine the book's going to get thrown at that guy because he didn't follow the rules. I mean, just common sense stuff. We have to do that. The big question I have is, you know, the big storm cometh and the big storm goeth. Well, how did you fare where you live? If you live in Texas, did you have a power problem? If you live in South Carolina, did you have high winds and a lot of rain? Just what happened? You know, you can always get a hold of us here at trimradio.com. But how did you fare? Did you prepare in advance for the storm? Or were you prepared to begin with? Just how did you do? I only know my local area. And I don't know what happened out in Colorado. I don't know what happened in Utah or any of the other states. I know it was bad. But just how did you fare? Were you prepared for this mess? Something to think about for the next polar bomb or whatever they call it, pad storms. I went out today, I went to Wally World, you know, Walmart. And I thought, well, they would be restocked at least by Wednesday. So I was out there after having lunch with some of the gang. And the place was a disaster. Yeah, they had some things. But the Christmas stuff is on sale and those shelves were bare. And I go back to get some stuff in the food section and some of those shelves were bare. It was a mess. I just wonder, does anybody really care anymore about stocking the shelves and making sure that the place is clean, organized? Because this wasn't, I mean, this was like going to I won't even say Stein Mart, because Stein Mart's even better shape than that. Maybe, Kohl's. Yeah, I was in a Kohl's before Christmas. It was a disaster, total disaster. And usually they have some good stuff, but I haven't been there in a year, and I came in and I thought, well, I was going to get some stuff for Christmas. Forget it. It was bad news. I mean, really, really bad news. Stuff thrown everywhere, and it just wasn't organized, wasn't clean. And there were some people in there looking for things. And I said, I'll never go back there. And then I thought, okay, I got my stuff at Wally World. What else could go wrong? Well, our buddies at MicroSwift, and you know who I'm talking about, they screwed up again. And normally I have documents that I do. And if I have a doctor's visit, this one document that I do, I put down all the specifics on it, what I want to talk about, and what medications I'm on, and everything else. Pulse, weight, oxygen, the whole bit. And I put this on this form. Now, the guys at the ER looked at it. They said, this is fantastic. We've never seen it. Can we keep this? I said, yeah, you can use it as a format. They said, well, this is really good stuff. I said, okay, then go ahead and use it. Well, I have this form, and it's in the computer. I go to pull it up. It would not let me edit the form. No matter what I did, I could not edit anything. All old files, I could not edit. They put some type of a bug in this thing. You know, they get these wild brain ideas, and they think that we're all corporate people, and it all has to be signed digitally and so forth. No, it doesn't for home use. And they did this stuff, and it screwed everything up. And I'm trying to read through to find out what they did. And I'm using Word for this document. And I finally had to go to another section in Word. And I had to go and look at security and trust documents. Do you really trust what you're doing? Yes, I trust what I'm doing. If I know you and I know you well, I might trust what you're doing. But I sure don't trust MicroSwift, if you know what I mean. They have a tendency to screw stuff up. And I'm trying to look for another program that would take what I did in all of my Word and Excel and so forth and convert it and not have too much of a problem in the conversion into a new form that I don't have to worry about Micro Swift messing things up. You know where I'm going. And you've probably had that same problem too. It's a pet peeve of mine. Well, I'm going over a lot of pet peeves. How about New Year's resolutions? Have you ever done New Year's resolutions? Have you ever stuck to New Year's resolutions? It's strange because people say, well, what's your New Year's resolution? To get through 2023, 2024, 2025, to keep having a sense of humor, maybe a little satire thrown in with it. And they say, oh, we have this long list of stuff. We have like 10 or 15 things that we have to do. And I'm like, 10 or 15 things. At the end of the year, do you do them all? Well, no, it just gives us something to think about. And the resolution is to make changes, life changes. A friend of mine asked me, could you help me with my budget? Well, this was before the Micro Swift thing came about. And I said, yeah, I'll help you with your budget. These are the following things I need. And then I will put together a spreadsheet for you that will detail each month what your fixed expenses are, what your variable expenses are. And, you know, I'll even figure in taxes and everything else in the spreadsheet. Well, I did that when I worked with the state, only my spreadsheets were 60 pages long. And that was just for the basic part. And then we had the summary. And then we had to project federal match, state matching funds. So this was a no-brainer. So she said, okay, bring your laptop over and we'll work on this thing. So we did. I got it figured out. And then she says, well, I need some more detailed information. I said, okay, what do you need? Well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and a change of this and a change of that. I said, okay, write down all your changes and I'll make the changes to the spreadsheet. And then I'll print a new one out and you can see exactly where you ought to be, how much money you should be saving for your savings account, how much you should keep in your checking account, how much of a projection for cat food. She's got four cats, lovable cats. But okay, how much for cat food? How much for kitty litter? How much for treats for cats? How much for pop? And she figured, or that's soda in Eastern dialect. But I figured this out. And I said, look, you've got this stuff. And you know, if you only cut back instead of 3 cases of pop a month, I'm exaggerating, but 3 cases of pop a month, and cut it back in half to only maybe a case and a half, you could be saving X amount of money and you could use that for something else. But I have to have my diet. I just have to have my diet. I just thrive on diet. Well, water's pretty good for a diet. Has no calories, but it doesn't taste like Diet Pepsi. It doesn't taste like Diet Coke. It doesn't taste like diet. And I say, look, you can get some Kool-Aid or you can mix it with other things. Fruit juice is really expensive. So what I do is I cut it with half water, half fruit juice, and it's fine. I don't have any problems with that. And it's good for kidney stones and stuff like that. But I try to get the gist of what she wanted to do and how much money she wanted to have at the end of the year, how much taxes she had to pay, and why we have to pay $244.53 a month for cable. I have an antenna that I use on my TV, but I'm also on cable. And I'm about ready to get rid of it, which is, it would save me about $80 a month. Because I'm always using the computer. I'm always on the computer. I'm not working, but I do research for the shows on the computer. And I had a lot of emails and so forth. So anyhow, New Year's resolutions, if you do them, are you going to stick to them? How many of you actually stuck to the resolution for the year? I don't think there are very many people that do it. And it's like a spreadsheet. I always tell people a budget is a fluid document. There's always going to be changes. And so if you do a spreadsheet and you make changes to that spreadsheet, each month something may come up and you have a different variable and so forth. So a budget is fluid and has to be flexible. So hopefully I imparted that on her. Hopefully MicroSwift doesn't screw up again. Hopefully Wally World gets stopped. We don't have any more big storms. The best Christmas present and New Year's present I could have would be people following the driving rules. That's the big problem. Is stuff like that happening in your world? I don't know. What might be in Kansas isn't exactly the same in Colorado or Texas or Florida or Wiggins, Mississippi, or Midvale, Wisconsin, or whatever. But that's some of the stuff that goes on in my world. And sometimes you kind of think it's like having Krampus around Grinch and Grumpus. People not behaving themselves. People not preparing, or the other, I think I told about it Wednesday night. I'm driving back from having dinner at Cracker Barrel. I'll give them a plug because we have a good one here in town. And I'm driving back over to the west side of town where I live. And there was an accident. And so they rerouted the traffic on a side street. And I was caught in traffic. And this one guy wanted to go through, and I could not give him space to go through. And then finally, the guy in front of me moves up. And so the guy that wants cutting through, cut through and gives me the big Florida howdy, which is the hi-ho finger. And I'm thinking, it must be Christmas time. Because everybody was acting weird. Life used to be civil. People used to say, please, thank you. Hi, how are you doing? You know, how's the kids? How's the dog? How's the cousins? How's business? But not anymore. We don't have that civility that we really need to have. And I think we need to return to it. And people say, well, you go to lodge. And I say, yeah, I go to lodge. And I go to two different lodges. And we kid around and stuff, but we're very civil. And that's how we operate the lodge. I mean, there are certain rules. We don't talk about certain things. And everybody is civil, very courteous. Then you get outside of lodge, and the next day you're walking around, you're trying to be courteous to everybody. And guess what? Oh, the Florida howdy comes out, the one finger salute. that's getting popular anymore. That's not what we ought to do. And that's why we have the old time theme to Leave It to Beaver, because in those days it was pretty civil. Not like today. Have you ever had holiday depression? Some people get into that mood. Oh, they don't have enough money for Christmas, or they don't have enough money for gasoline. They can't go to Florida. They can't do this. They can't do that. And they sit there and mope. And the biggest thing you can do is not mope. The biggest thing you can do is think of positive thoughts and think that you're not in as bad a shape as you actually are. There are other people in this world that are in such bad shape. And you have to get out of the why me attitudes. And Michael has a number, I think it's 811 is what you call for depression. And you can talk to people about that. Talking is always good. Maybe that's why I do this show. Oh, hey, have you ever heard of Michael Savage? His real name is Michael Wiener. But he goes by Michael Savage. And he's radio. He did do TV at one time. And he did radio for many years. He's a great talk show host. And he does a monologue type of show now. It's a podcast. And he's very, very good. He's very smart. He's a PhD in anthropology and something else. Very smart guy. I listened to him while the storm was raging outside. I just got on the internet and Mike Savage was there and I listened to him and he made a lot of sense, more than a lot of people. He was fantastic. He really was. You might want to listen to his show. It's only a couple times a week. Another guy you want to listen to is John Bergman, B-E-R-G-M-A-N. He's a chiropractor out in California. He has a couple different clinics. He's very good. He's very factual on his information. The guy is super. He's funny, but he puts out a lot of information that makes a lot of sense. I listen to him too. Well, you know, I'm not a doctor, and I did sleep at a Holiday Inn one time. Well, maybe that was a Holiday Inn Express. But you find different people on YouTube and you want to listen to those people. And you know, before we leave today, the National Debt Clock, have you ever heard of that? It's called the U.S. Debt, D-E-B-T, clock.org. You want to check them out. I used to do this for money and change, and the national debt right now, and it's flashing before my eyes, it's $31,463,096,400, and the debt per citizen's $94,308, because somebody in Washington likes to spend our money that we work for, that they don't work for. The debt per taxpayer is $248,582. And it will get deeper and deeper and deeper the more illegal aliens coming into the United States that use up a lot of our tax dollars. Medicare and Medicaid, $1,508,551,129,000. That's the budget item. Social Security is just about the same. For defense, it's like 773. $1 billion, 820,400,500. See, it's changing so quick right now. They're spending more money. Boy, I'd love to have the money they're spending. It's just flying right by. And I'll tell you what, they're gonna run us broke. Have you been saving money? Have you noticed inflation? The price of groceries going up? The price of gasoline just came down a little bit. But the groceries are going up. Other goods are going up. It's inflation. I'll talk more about that on Money and Change. We really get into that stuff on Money and Change. Hey, before we go, how about some holiday jokes? What do snowmen like to do on New Year's Eve? Now, these are clean. So what do snowmen like to do on New Year's Eve? Well, according to Reader's Digest, it's called chill out. Youth is when you're allowed to stay up on New Year's Eve. Middle age is when you're forced to. Think about that one. There are a lot of times New Year's Eve, I like to be in bed 1 minute after midnight. And if I'm at a party, as soon as it hits midnight, I'm usually home by 12:30. I don't drive a lot of distance when I go out. And since with my medication I have to take, I can't drink. I can have maybe cider, or I can have fruit juice, or pop, or water, but no booze. It really messes with the meds I take. What do New Year's Day parades have in common with Santa Claus? Think about it. What do New Year's Day parades have in common with Santa Claus? Well, the silly answer is no one is awake for either of them. Well, that's if you're middle age to old age. And then the next day, getting up and doing whatever you do on New Year's Eve day, except watch football and more football and more football, eat more pizza, leftovers from the night before, and so forth. My New Year's resolution is to stop hanging out with people who ask me about my New Year's resolution. I might ask them about theirs, but if they ask me about mine is not to have a resolution. What's a cow's favorite holiday? What is a cow's favorite holiday? You ready for this one? Don't throw any rotten cabbage at me now. It's Moo Year's Eve. And you know, an optimist stays up until midnight to see the new year in. A pessimist stays up to make sure the old year leaves. And I just saw something today. I'm not kidding. I believe it's an Irish tradition that right at midnight, you're supposed to open up your door to the outside and let the fresh air in and the old air out. So the old demons leave and the new ones come in. So that's what's going on. And that's been my world this last week. And now it's time to stock up to get ready for the next stuff coming in. And maybe some more jokes. But we're always going to have national debt. And we'll talk about that more on Money and Change in the new year. And we'll be doing that not this coming weekend, but the weekend after that. We'll be talking about that. And Michael has just come back from doing whatever he's doing.
Yeah, we're watching TV with Sherry and talking.
Yeah, and you missed all my corny jokes. You well, try finding decent jokes for, we have clean rules here, you know?
Yeah, we do.
You can't say mother of pearl or drat. And so we can't even do a decent W.C. Fields routine. We get bounced. Because I think the fickle finger of fate would come back our way and say, you're out of here.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's time it for me time. To get out of here. So everybody have a happy new year. Forget about the resolutions because nobody makes them anyhow. Have a good time. Get some sleep. Go to bed at 2 minutes after midnight and wake up for a fresh day of football. And with that, I'm out of here.
All right. We are out of here. Thank you all for tuning in to My World, Live, Laugh, or Whatever with Stu Scheer and Trim Radio Network. And we do have some great bowl games coming up. We didn't do any shows on Tuesday night. I am recovering from a head cold. So this has been a rough year as far as sickness. I'm glad it's going to be done with. But we got some great bowl games coming up and different football games coming up. Go Buckeyes. Let's hope they can do it. So it's a tall order. It's a rough task. Anyway, with that, I'm glad everyone had a very safe and happy Christmas. May we have a fantastic new year, God willing. Anyway, God bless, folks, and you all take care. Thank you for tuning in to Trim Radio Network, and let's get out of here with our favorite song, Stu.
See ya.
See if my favorite song kicks up. Oh, there it goes. The book, 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 the book,